Have you checked what your Squamish property is worth? The 2025 BC Assessment Property Valuations, which reflect market value as of July 1, 2024, have been released for Squamish. BC Assessment is a provincial crown corporation that produces annual property assessments for all property owners in the province. Typical single-family residential properties in Squamish have increased by 1%, to $1,483,000 for 2025, up from $1,475,000 in the 2024 assessment. This data was calculated based on median values. In terms of our sea-to-sky neighbors, the village of Pemberton saw a bigger jump, up 4% year-over-year. In Pemberton, a typical single-family home was assessed at $1,390,000 for the 2025 assessment, up from $1,340,000 in the 2024 assessment. The resort municipality of Whistler saw a -1% drop for single-family properties, at $2,821,000 for 2025, down from $2,842,000 for the 2024 assessment. The city of North Vancouver saw almost no change, year over year, $1,990,000 for 2025, $1,988,000 in 2024. In terms of condos and townhouses in Squamish, they have also seen a 1% increase year over year. The 2025 assessment is $833,000. At the time of the 2024 assessment, condos and townhomes in the district were assessed at $829,000. The resort municipality of Whistler and the city of North Vancouver saw virtually no change from the assessments published in 2024 and those published for 2025. For Whistler, the 2025 condo assessment is $1,344,000. For 2024, it was $1,349,000. For the city of North Vancouver, 2025 was $839,000 versus 2024, which was $836,000. In the case of strata homes, Pemberton's data was too small to be of value, according to BC Assessment. Like the rest of the province, these sea-to-sky figures are pretty flat, said Brian Morrow, an assessor with BC Assessment. Across the Lower Mainland and throughout BC, the overall housing market has generally stabilized in value for a second consecutive year, said Morrow, in a January 2 news release. Most homeowners can expect only modest assessment changes in the range of -5% to +5%. In terms of Squamish specifically, it is on par with the rest of the province, Morrow told the Squamish chief. There were some years when you might have looked at Squamish as going up more. People were leaving Vancouver, leaving the suburbs, and moving out to Squamish, Pemberton, or even outside of the Lower Mainland, sea to sky. But this year, it just seems to all be the same, and I attribute that mostly to interest rates, he added. I think that interest rates have been the biggest influencer of property values for the past few years here. And you see that across the board, interest rates impact every property, and that hits every market quite similarly. Locals can check their property's value online at bcassessment.ca, and the 2025 property assessment notices are being mailed to each property owner. BC Assessment notes that with the recently resolved Canada Post strike, mailed assessments may be delayed. If a property owner is still concerned about their assessment after speaking to one of our appraisers, they may submit a notice of complaint, appeal, by January 31 for an independent review by a property assessment review panel, said Morrow, in the release. Property assessment review panels, independent of BC Assessment, are appointed annually by the provincial government, and typically meet between February 1 and March 15 to hear formal complaints. Property owners with questions about their assessment can also contact BC Assessment toll-free at 1-800-66-VALUE-BC, 1-866-825-8322. Not tied to property taxes. It is important to understand that changes in property assessments do not automatically translate into a corresponding change in property taxes, said Morrow, in the release. As noted on your assessment notice, how your assessment changes relative to the average change in your community is what may affect your property taxes. For the 2025 assessments, BC Assessment evaluated 2,207,009 properties, about a 1% increase from 2024. The total value of BC real estate for the 2025 assessments is about $2.83 trillion, an increase of about 1.5% from 2024. Highest valued non-residential. Top 10 non-residential properties valuations for the 2025 assessment roll in Squamish. The properties of the Port and Woodfiber LNG are in a different category, not included here. Property address. Jurisdiction. Portion of SEA and Sky asterisk. $65,471,800. Chieftain Center. 1339 Pemberton Avenue. $48,630,000. Squamish Station 1200 Hunter Place. $46,767,000. In the Squamish Business Park, 39,480 Queens Way. $46,445,000. Property within the Squamish Business Park, 1201 Commercial Way. $45,950,000. Garibaldi Village 40238 Glenalder Place. London Drugs Mall. $45,061,000. Rail Yards 39,400 Government Road. $38,023,100. The Ashlew Building 38,012 3rd Avenue. $35,071,000. Spirit Creek Apartment Building 38,648 Buckley Avenue. $32,216,100. Walmart 39,210 Discovery Way. $28,768,000. Asterisk note. This top property didn't come with a civic address. Through the parcel identifier, PID, we can determine it is part of the SEA and Sky Waterfront Landing South development. This parcel has an active rezoning and OCP amendment application with the District of Squamish. Asterisk note. Though residential, these also have commercial components, so are included in this list.